sunny day. Highs in the upper 30s tomorrow. Clouds, a few clouds tomorrow night, going down to the lower 20s. And on Monday, partly sunny in the morning, and then a few clouds on Monday, highs in the mid-30s. And on Monday night, a 50% chance of snow with a few clouds. On Monday night, going down to the mid-20s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. WesternCallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, it's going to be music about changes in the weather and power trips. So, how have you been? How was your week? How was your last week? Well, for me personally, it was about a week ago that the snow started to move into our area, and I lost power at my house. And I know I wasn't alone in that. Perhaps you experienced it for yourself firsthand. And, you know, you hear about these things going on in other places, but somehow when it moves into your own world, it really hits home. I have like an oil heat. I burn heating oil in a furnace, but that furnace will not start without electricity. So there goes the heat. And so I would like to maybe have running water at home, but I have a well. As many of you probably have wells. And you know, the water pump is electric. And if the water pump doesn't come on, you don't have water. So this has been quite a week of experience and recovery. So I have a couple of songs to start this subject matter, changes in the weather. You could also think of that in other terms as climate change. You know, I don't want to confuse too much politics with it, but changes in the weather, that's climate change. And then power trips, you know, how are we allowing this kind of environmental cataclysm and change? How are we allowing that to happen? Anyway, here's a couple of songs to start us off to frame the idea. And I think it's a beautiful juxtaposition of two really deep and powerful songwriters. On his debut album in 1964, Phil Oakes, on his album All the News That Fits That's Fit to Sing, which is a riff on the New York Times, All the News That's Fit to Print. The song is called Power and the Glory. And besides the obvious fact that it has the word power in the title, thinking about power outages, it's one of the most beautiful anthems about the United States that I know. And it's not tongue-in-cheek, and it's not satire. It's a true, deep expression of the beauty that he sees that is America, the power and the glory. There's another singer-songwriter you're familiar with, I'm sure, Leonard Cohen. In 2001, he released an album, and the song we're going to hear is The Land of Plenty. May the lights in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday. Let's start with Phil Oakes.
Oh. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore. Tell me who could ask for more. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. For here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. All her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all, on us all.
But I can't buy it, baby. I can't. don't really know who sent me to raise my voice and say, may the light in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday. For the innermost decision that we cannot but obey, for what's left of our religion, I lift my voice and pray. May the light in the land of plenty, may the lights in the land of plenty, may the light in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday.
May the light in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday. That's Leonard Cohen. Such an incredible poet, such an amazing songwriter. We'll hear from him a little later in the show. And, you know, Phil Oakes, Power and the Glory. So, you know, the idea that that we've recently encountered some really unusual weather, some really powerful storms that just went a 1-2 punch. And I personally experienced some of that, and it makes me really feel a different awareness when I wake up in the morning and the house is warm and I put a pot of coffee on. I'm really grateful to have the quality of life that we've come to enjoy here in the land of plenty, where we have bountiful resources, where each of us can maintain our own home. So as a community, you know, it was great. I saw a lot of people at the grocery store that I hadn't seen in a while, and people just coming out and gathering together. And it was a beautiful sense of community. And so we all experience these things together. In our big plugged-in world, you know, I personally have an awareness of a community at a very local level, but it also at a much bigger level than I had before the internet and before the omnipresent sense of connectedness that we all have. So as the weather changes in one part of the globe and it affects the changes in the other part of the globe, it raises some big questions, you know, about how we live as a species on this planet. And that's a deep subject. You know, you can think of somebody writing an essay about that kind of topic, but you can also look to songwriters. You can also look to artists. And one of the deepest philosophers that I know when it comes to singer-songwriters is Paul Simon. He released an album in 2011, So Beautiful, or So What? And he has a song called Questions for the Angels. You know, so we'll listen to that. And there's another very powerful songwriter. He also has a deep philosophical side, but he doesn't play with words the way that Paul Simon does. Neil Young speaks very straightforward, very simply, and has the ability to put things into words that are often difficult to say, and he can say them so simply, so clearly. He was very politically active in 2016 at the Dakota Pipeline protests going on. He was there supporting the Native American tribes. And he released an album heavily influenced by his experiences there and a direct result of what he saw there. And he wrote a song called Show Me. So let's listen to how these two master songwriters weigh in on this topic. We'll start with Paul Simon. Questions for the Angels. ¶¶
pilgrim on a pilgrimage, walked across the Brooklyn Bridge, his sneakers torn. In the hour when the homeless move their cardboard blankets and the new day is born, folded in his backpack pocket, the questions that he'd copied from his heart. Who am I in this lonely world, and where will I make my bed tonight? When twilight turns to dark, questions for the angels. Who believes in angels? Fools do. Fools and pilgrims all over. If you shop for love in a bargain store and you don't get what you bargained for, can you get your money back? If an empty train in a railroad station calls you to its destination, can you choose another track? Will I wake up from these violent dreams with my hair as white as the morning? Questions for the angels. Who believes in angels? I do. Fools and pilgrims all over the world. Downtown Brooklyn, the pilgrim is passing a billboard catches his eye. It's Jay-Z. He's got a kid on each knee. He's wearing clothes that he wants us to try. Every human on the planet and all the buildings on it should disappear. Would a zebra grazing in the African savannah care enough to shed one zebra tear? Questions for the angels.
Show me. world are free to stand up for themselves. And the promises made stop gathering dust on the shelves. Show me. Show me. Show me. Out there when you say what you have to say. I know how you feel, 'cause that's what made me this way. When heaven on earth is improved by the hand of man, everywhere get together and join their hands. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me.
Paved paradise.
Joni Mitchell. That was released in 2007, the album called Shine, Big Yellow Taxi. All right, we started that set with Paul Simon from So Beautiful or So What. Questions for the Angels. Would a zebra cry one zebra tear? Yeah. And then we also heard from Neil Young's Peace Trail, Show Me, with Jim Keltner on drums, incredible drumming. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And yes, I'm recovering from the recent power outages and the what do they call it, the thunder snow. So changes in the weather and power trips are the subject matter today. You know, Joni Mitchell, really groundbreaking in when that song was first released, and the whole movement, the ecological movement, the environmental awareness that began back in the 60s and 70s. You know, that awareness has increased, but there's also a lot of denial going on out there about what I see as changes on our planet that I'm experiencing in my lifetime. You know, the subject has been dealt with all kinds of movies. Avatar was fabulous. But there's also another film that Pixar came out, WALL-E, released in 2008. And it was this animated cartoon, and it dealt with the idea that in the future at some point, the earth becomes so covered with garbage that basically most of the human population abandons the planet and lives on a giant starship. And 500 years later, one thing leads to another, and they decide that they want to try to come back to Earth. And it dealt with all kinds of really serious issues, but in a way, it presented it in such an accessible, entertaining mode. And Peter Gabriel wrote a song for the soundtrack of WALL-E called Down to Earth. We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place to be. And it really celebrates the earth and the things that we cherish on this planet, the things that we rely on for our day-to-day existence, the weather, the crops, the cycles of the planet as it spins. And so Down to Earth is a beautiful and very lighthearted. And then for some reason, I want to pivot from that to Tom Petty. Oh, Tom. Tom was only 66 years old when he left and when he died on October the 2nd in 2017. And the final album, the last album that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released, was called Hypnotic Eye. They released in 2014. And he's also has always had a lot of commentary about the world. You know, you don't have to live like a refugee. And he always, you know, power drunk, look at his eyes. He's written so many relevant and straightforward songs, you know, I Won't Back Down, all of those kinds of songs. But on Hypnotic Eye, there was one song that kind of always haunts me. And it to me, it's kind of a fulfillment of some kind of a sci-fi apocalyptic vision where, you know, take what you can, all you can carry, because we got to run. We can't stay here. And he never really says in the song what it is that we have to run away from. But you can, you know, you can use your imagination with that one, right? And so we go from lighthearted into more serious, and then we end up with the profound. The last song in the set will be the final recording that John Lennon made. John Lennon was murdered on December the 8th in, or was it December the 4th? No, it was the 8th, 1980. And he was coming home from the recording studio, and he was clutching one of the final mixdowns of a song that he had just done the lead guitar tracks to. John Lennon, when he was with the Beatles back in 1964 and 65, he had this Rickenbacker 325. It was like a three-quarter size Rickenbacker guitar that he recorded some of the earliest Beatles songs on. He had not recorded anything on that guitar until December the 8th, 1980. And he brought out his Rickenbacker and he recorded the lead to a song that Yoko Ono wrote. And the song that Yoko Ono wrote has to do with the unpredictability of the future and how you can never know what the future will bring, walking on thin ice. So, let's start off with a more lighthearted treatment. This is Peter Gabriel, Down to Earth, from the soundtrack to WALL-E.
Down below.
We're coming down.
heard the birds singing in the trees, and the land would be looked after. The sun is telling me they're coming down to the ground. There's no better place to go. We got snow upon the mountains. They're coming down to the ground. We hear the birds singing in the trees, and the land.
Thank you. tried to walk across the lake. Of course it was winter, when all this was ice. That's a hell of a thing to do, you know. They say the lake is as big as the ocean. I wonder if she knew about it.
Yoko Ono, Walking on Thin Ice. That was John Lennon. That was the last thing he recorded on December the 8th in 1980. He was only 40 years old. And Yoko Ono, you know, paying the price for throwing the dice in the air. Walking on Thin Ice. That song kind of captures some of the feelings that I've been having after our recent experiences here in our area with the snow and the power outages and the severe thunder snow bombs. It's like we're walking on thin ice collectively as a group, that we're at some kind of tipping point and we're walking on thin ice, all of us. We started that set with a beautiful tribute to the magnificence of being here on Earth with Peter Gabriel's Down to Earth. We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place to be. Soundtrack to the movie WALL-E. And in the middle of that set, from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Tom Petty's final album, Hypnotic Eye, released in 2014, All You Can Carry. Take what you can and leave the past behind. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. On today's program, kind of ruminating about some of the recent events. I wonder how you're doing, if your power's back on. Welcome back. It's great to be a part of the WJFF radio community family. I certainly do have a sense of community in our area. We're all very fortunate in many ways. And like I said, you know, it's the climate change that is affecting not just us, but it has far-reaching global, all the way around the world. Things are changing. Patterns are changing. Animal migrations are changing. Crop cycles are changing. Weather is changing. Water and temperatures. Everything is swirling and changing. Joni Mitchell has always been my muse. She's so powerful. In 2007, her last recording was an album called Shine. And earlier in the program, we heard her Big Yellow Taxi, where she had redone a song from her youth. But the song I want to share with you now is called If I Had a Heart. And she pretty much catalogs some of the changes and the difficulties that we are facing on a planetary scale. And then we're going to end the program with Leonard Cohen. You Want It Darker. This was also from Leonard Cohen's final recordings. Let's start with Joni Mitchell. If I Had a Heart.
Mm-hmm. How can this be holy? If I had a heart, I'd cry. These ancient tales, the good go to heaven, and the wicked ones burn in hell. Ring the funeral bells. If I had a heart, I'd cry. So feeble now, it's so out of hand. Big bombs and barbed wire. Meanwhile, we set our lovely sky on fire.
There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. that's written in the scriptures, and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker. We kill the flame. They're lining up the prisoners, and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker? Hineni, hineni, I'm ready, my lord.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. So thank you for being with me today for this program. I hope you enjoyed the music. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 in the afternoon. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming right up. Support comes from you and from RM Farm Real Estate, Main Street, Livingston Manor.